Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here with King of Pressure Wash. And tonight, I want to talk about how do we get our average tickets higher, right? How do we go from a $200-$300 ticket to how do we go to a $1,000 ticket, a $900 ticket, a whatever ticket that might be? And so my goal is to help you grow and scale your business. And so that is what we are going to talk about tonight in this one here. I know I've been talking a lot about different steps of growing your business. And last week we talked about a little bit about, the side of growing your business, getting it to where you need it to be at. And so tonight I want to talk about how do we get higher average tickets? How do we do it if we go in person? How do we do it if we stay on there or from ourselves? And so that is what I am going to hit on tonight. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday and I don't know who's going to be here and who's not, but we're going to know who wants to grow their business, be awesome, and but that's kind of the goal. So that's my goal. I had forgot to send out the email to say, hey, we're going live. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Two things at once right now for this here. So with that, how's everybody doing tonight? And my goal is to help you get a higher average ticket, right? Because I remember when I started my business and I personally thought $200 was a lot. And so who I got mentored by said that $200 is what they shot for. So I was like, I'm going to shoot for that too. And so I didn't know how to do the bidding. I didn't know what to do. And so this was 12 years ago, 2012 is when I started. And so I was lost. And so I was one that I want to be successful, and I personally did not believe that you could get that. I knew other people could get that, but I was not under the pressure that I didn't know if I could get that. I didn't know if it was good enough in my area. And so the reason why I was able to believe that I could get that in my area is because the guy that was my mentor that I learned a lot from was from Lexington, Kentucky. So Lexington, Kentucky is about an hour away from here. And so he can get it in Lexington. I should be able to get it in Cincinnati. And so that is why I wanted to grow my business. And so it is definitely something that as you grow your business, as you do this, I'm going to give us about 5 to 7 points of things that we need to do to help us go from an average ticket of $200-$300 to $900 to $1,000 or plus, right? Because if we can do that, that is how we can grow our business and be successful and get off the truck and do the things that we want to do, have time freedom, have financial freedom. And that's what's awesome about this business. And so tonight, my book of the week, I'm still reading this book right here. It is Choose Your Enemies Wisely. I would highly suggest you to read this book, not just read it, but actually do each chapter. Whatever it says to do in that chapter, do it in each chapter. It will help you set yourself so you will be able to grow your pressure washing business to where you want it to be at, and so you can keep moving forward. So with that, how's everyone doing tonight? What's the score? I haven't paid no attention to Super Bowl because I was on the Zoom call right before this. Every other Sunday, if you're in the membership, you get to do a Zoom call. It was actually went longer than normal. There was only four or five of us that showed up, but it was very good because it was people of, you know, how do I get to $500,000? And so I love being around people of helping them grow and scale their business. Kyle Carter was on and he was saying that I had interviewed him like 2 or 3 years ago and he was at $70,000 and he's like, I thought I knew everything. And now I look back, I did realize I didn't know that much. And so it's one of those things that it's great to be able to see how you can do and be able to grow your business. And so that's what's cool, right? How can you grow your business? So this year he did $235,000 pretty much by himself, maybe one or two helpers for Christmas lights. And that's where he's at to be able to grow his business. So that was awesome to see people that can do that. But before we get into this, let's see who all is in here. We got Georgios big time in the house. How are you doing? TC's, what's up? How are you doing, sir? Going live during the Super Bowl is wild, but I'm here because of notifications. Well, there's 35 other people too. So how about this game? My goal is $1,000 per job, and that is a good goal to have. What's up, Jason? How are you doing, Devin? Mr. Sydney, $675. Yeah, so what is your average ticket would be my question before we get started. And what is your goal? What do you plan on? How much more do you want it to go up next year? What is your goal? And what are you at with your average ticket? $675 average ticket this year, hoping if all planned correctly. Mr. Sean was in the earlier meeting. My birthday is Tuesday the 13th, day before Valentine's. You were your mama's Valentine, huh? Early Valentine present. What are you, 21? what's the how's it going in your world, Jason? It's going good. Actually today I went down to, I like to clean up around the, I own 5 acres here, and so we got kind of a hill that goes down the hill, and so I've been cleaning up the property. Last 2 years ago I had it all bush hogged and our weed eat it like forestry head down, and so I pick up a bunch of crap, and so I burn little burn piles here and there, and I like burning stuff. It's one of my things that I like to do. I like watching it. It makes it fun for me. I like watching the flames and all the different cool colors and all of that kind of stuff is one of my things that I like to do. So I started a fire today and let it burn out. That's what I did today, besides go to church this morning. What's up, Austin? How are you doing? Go get them. Next. So let's see what else we got in here. Oh, we got some new people in here. They're not new, but what football game? I agree, Zig. This year is going to be great. January deposited $19,900. That's awesome. That is awesome right there. You know, I think it is going to be a good year for everybody. You're not the only one that is giving me some big numbers coming back. I know some other people that have already starting to get some numbers coming in. And I know last year in the fall, it kind of slowed down, but I think people are willing to spend money again. And so that is pretty cool that you're at that level. Hello from Perfect Pressure in Ontario, Canada. How are you doing? $675 was our last year average ticket, hoping to get it higher this year. You got to ask. Looking forward to the advanced training coming up in Tennessee for sure. I will be there. Mr. Rick Moosey, how are you doing from New York? When you get done doing your 5 acres, come down here. I got 15 for you, buddy. I need them done ASAP. It's been taking me a while. It's a good exercise, and it gets me out in the fresh air, and that's what I like about it. Mine is the 14th, one day from after F-bomb. I turn 18. I will be going to get my LLC. First job this year was $650, did two more, $10,000 each. And so, Mrs. Kim, how are you doing? Way to be relentless, going live during the Super Bowl. That's right. Either relentless or stupid. I don't know which one, but I wish I was 21 again, 47 disabled, bunch of health, six jobs lined up. So this year, this past week, I was at the beginning landscape lighting class. Was Monday through Wednesday. Thursday, I helped teach about marketing and doing marketing and how AI and all of that cool stuff, and that blew people's minds. And then on Friday, I taught Christmas light class. So this week, I actually learned a lot this week about landscape lighting. And so it was a great class to learn about landscape lighting. We got to do core drilling, and we got to do all kinds of cool stuff, use tools that you don't always get to use. And so going under sidewalks, and, you know, it's one of those things that I never realized of how cool it was, but it's definitely something that it's pretty neat to see how the lighting and landscape lighting is. And it's all lighting in general is pretty fun to myself. I think it is one of those things that you can light up a lot of cool stuff. And so we got John Hall from Covington, Kentucky. He lives right down the street from me, pretty much, if you're in Covington. So, but yeah, so that's kind of where we are. That's what I did this week. It was great. I do have a Christmas light classes coming up and pressure washing classes, if you didn't know. I think the link is working now. Not 100% sure, but if you go to kpwtrain.com, you will find it there. And so that is definitely where you can go find out the dates for the one in Portland. It'll be in Portland, Oregon. It's in April. Dallas was supposed to happen, but Tristan, haven't gotten back with Tristan yet. So I don't know about that one yet. So let's get this ball on the roll. Let's start learning something that is going to help you grow your business. So the key thing to getting your average ticket up is, one, you got to understand your market. Where do I need to do my marketing at to be able to get the high ticket people, right? Where do I need to go to find the people that are going to spend $1,000 on average ticket? Where are those people at? Are those people in the places that are the average salary of $80,000 a year? Or are they the people that their average salary is $120,000, $140,000? And the answer would be B, right? If the average homeowner in that area that you're looking at is only $85,000 or $50,000, the likelihood of you getting a $1,000 ticket is very slim, right? That's one out of 50 isn't a very good odds. That means that, you know, $1,000 out and they're only making $50,000, $60,000. That's not a very good odds to be able to get to that. And so what brought me to this, why I'm talking about this, is I did a video talking about getting $1,000 for a house wash. And I didn't mean it to be to actually get it to a house wash. My goal is an average ticket. And so obviously we want to upsell. Obviously we want to do packages so that way we can get our average ticket up to $1,000. Now, I know people that got a $2,000 or a $1,600 or a $1,200 average ticket. I've got people that I've taught that are at that level, right? And I know people are going to say, oh, you just don't understand. You're not in my area. But I do understand, and that's why I'm going to hit on how you're able to get those higher average tickets. Because if you get in a higher average ticket, that means you got to work less and make more money. And I know that in my one video, it kind of took off of people giving me a hard time of, oh, you're just raping people. And I am building value. I am giving them what I need to do to help them get their home clean, right? And so what I'm doing is I am building and I am giving a quality service, right? I am giving a quality service that I am helping them get their home cleaned and whatever they may need. And so I'm going to jump over here to two things to help people kind of get of where you are marketing at and are you doing the marketing in the right place. And so this is a thing called Justice Map. It's Energy Justice Map is what it is. And so this here is a good way to kind of see how much money are you making in your area. Now, I get that sometimes just because it's red doesn't mean always, because it could be the lake or something, but the darker the blue, the better off you are. So if I scroll in here to Cincinnati, you can see that this is Northern Kentucky where I live at. And so, yeah, this area here is okay, but it's not near as good as up in this area, right? And so this is Union. This is called Triple Crown, this one dark blue area right here. You can see it right here. But most of my area was up here on the 275 loop on this side over here, Mason, all of this thing. And there is a little bit over here at Hebron, but even that's not very good because it's a bunch of farmland and stuff like that. And so understanding where you need to market at is very important. I'm not going to market down here in downtown Cincinnati because it's not going to give me no money, right? I'm not going to put yard signs out. I'm probably not going to be putting Facebook groups in that area. I'm going to try to go up here in this area here, Mason, Montgomery, Indian Hill. And the reason why I'm going to do that is then I can take another tool. And this is another free tool. It doesn't cost you a thing. It's the EDDM Every Direct Mail, and it will tell you how much people are making in that area. So I put in Mason, Ohio, because I knew on the Justice Map, Mason, Ohio is a good area. And so when I start coming across here, if you look up here toward the top up here of the map, it says income. So $73,000 is the average income in that area. And so that's not probably where I want to be at, right? $79,061. Ooh, there's $116,000, $82,000, right? But these aren't really where I want to be at. Now I get up in here, there's $104,000. Now we're getting into the 90s, right? And so I need to go see where I need to be putting these signs out. And so sometimes you're going to find good areas and sometimes you are not going to find good areas. And so this is why we want to see if we can find where we look with that income, $194,000. There's a total of 96 homes in this area, or 395 are residential. And so that tells me that this is where I want to go at. And so this website is the eddm.usps.com. And then you can go there, but this is how we're able to come here. So another one that if I type in, Montgomery, and that's not how it's supposed to be spelled. It's spelled it as Montgomery, M-O-N-T. I don't think that's right. But this is a way that we're able to look at and find how and where we need to be at. And so this one's got a little bit more. So here we're at $148,000. Here's $107,000. So this tells me that, hey, I probably need to, you know, here was Mason, here's Montgomery. So out of this, where do you think I want to start putting more money at, right? I don't want to be down in here in the city. I want to get back. Oh, right here is getting in the Indian Hill part, 168,000, 110. So 168,000 with 491 residential properties here. So that, and it's only got one business in it. So these are the numbers that I'm looking for of who do I want to, where do I need to start putting marketing at in my marketing dollars? And if I'm going to put yard signs in, right, this is a off ramp right here. And being that this is some higher end areas, guess what? I'm going to put it in off of these off ramps because I know that's where some money is. And that's where I'm going to try to put and do my marketing. And then if you want to go another step forward, and maybe you don't want to put yard signs in or whatever, you don't like it, you can go to Facebook. And then what you want to do is come into Facebook here, and you're going to search the groups, right? Because we like groups. Where's my groups at? Groups. And I'm going to search for mom groups, because this is a gold mine right here, if you didn't know. Mom groups. Mason. I'm going to do mom groups in Mason, Ohio, right? Because this is where my money is going to be at. So Moms in Deerfield, Ohio, 2,000 members. Neighborhood Mason, Ohio, small business networking, right? Mason Mainville Moms Group. So this is another place that I can come in here and I can join the Mason, Ohio area chatter, or I can join the small business network in that area, or I can join the neighborhoods of this here. So this is where I can go in and get into these groups and join these groups. So that way I can also, not only am I going to put yard signs out, not only am I going to hit them on the Facebook groups, I'm also could run some Facebook ads in this area. I could run some Google service areas in that area. And this is going to be a lot better area than down here in Cincinnati. And when I put in Cincinnati here, we'll see what it does. I know what it's going to do. It's going to go poopy because there's a lot of crappy areas in this area. Now, not to say that I couldn't get some, it's going to make me pick a, I'll just pick a couple of them. I don't know how many I can pick up the five. All right, I picked five, search. So now I can go in here and I can say, what do I need to do to be able to do this? And so here's downtown Cincinnati. You know, income is $9,000. That's because there's a lot of businesses and a lot of homeless people. So obviously I don't want to put nothing in here. This here's 103,000, but we get into here, we're in the $80,000, $60,000 range. And so this is probably not where I want to put my money at, right? This is not the people that I want. Now, if I get over into Hyde Park, there's another area here, wherever Hyde Park is. Hyde Park is in here. That's actually a good area. But look, there's a bunch of houses in here that I don't want these customers. You got $30,000 to $40,000 a year income. How many of those people am I going to get as a pressure washing business? Zero. And so we got to make sure that we get into the right neighborhoods and the right areas so we can get our average ticket up, right? That is our goal, is how do we get our average ticket up? And this is a way that we can get our average ticket up by finding the right neighborhoods. So once we find the right neighborhoods, because I just want to tell you something, as we are in 2024, you know, the $300 house wash isn't going to be out there very much. People that are got the $300 house washes aren't going to be able to afford the $300 house washes. When you go to McDonald's and you pay $10 a meal, $300 house wash is a lot of money to those people. Now, $1,000 house wash to $100,000 ain't that bad. And so that's why we want to go find those people that can afford the $1,000 average ticket. Number two, we've got to either upsell, cross sell, do packages. We have to come up with packages. If they call for a house wash, they're getting a house wash. And if you're going in person, you're going to walk around that house. You're going to give them a house wash. You're going to give them gutter clean out. You're going to give them gutter brightening. You're going to give them exterior window cleaning. You're going to give them a roof cleaning if it needs it. You're going to give them concrete cleaning. You're going to give them patio cleaning. You're going to give them concrete ceiling. You're going to give them a patio ceiling. And before the time you're done, they're going to come out with a package that you're going to offer to them of $4,000. And when you offer them a $4,000 package, they're either going to buy that or they're not, right? But if they do, your average ticket is probably going to be close to $2,000 if you're getting it here. And so if you aren't, if you're going to do it online, my packages was house wash, exterior window cleaning, and driveway cleaning, because those were three easy things that I could do pretty quickly to do in packages. And yes, I did use ResponsiBid. So if you're looking to use ResponsiBid or want to start using ResponsiBid, you can go to my King of Pressure Wash page, and there's a resource page, and I've got all the tools that I've got in there that you can go find in there. And so this ResponsiBid is definitely a way that we can start upselling. And but here's the thing, you've got to offer $1,000 to $1,500 package every time. If you're not offering a $1,500 package, you will not have a $900 average ticket. If you only have, if your top package average is only $1,000, your average ticket is going to be around the $500 to $600 mark. And so these are things that you have to look at to be able to get the higher ticket. And I get it. There's competition, but you can't worry about your competition, because some of your competition is killing it and some of it is killing it the opposite way. They're going to be out of business because they're not offering that service for what they need to do. They don't understand the business. They don't know their cost. They don't know anything along that. And next comes down to pricing. How do you price it? Well, you're going to price it to be, so you get up to the $900,000. You know, concrete, you're going to be 30 cents a square foot. House washing, you're going to be 25 to 30 cents a square foot. Roof cleaning, you're going to be 40 to 50 cents a square foot, right? You are on those prices. Exterior window cleaning, 10 cents a square foot. These are ways that you can get that average ticket up very quickly and get to that $1,000 average ticket. Now, are you going to have some $500-$600 jobs? Sure. Are you going to have some $1,500 and $2,000 jobs? Absolutely. And that's how you get an average of $1,000. So you are going, how else are you going to get this? One, you're going to answer your daggone phone when it rings. You're going to answer it professionally. You're not going to be like, hello, right? That's how we're going to not do it. We're going to answer it professionally. We're going to look professionally when we show up. We are going to build a strong brand, right? I got to meet Jeremy and Jennifer Main this week. They stopped by on the way back home. And you know what? She is premium pricing. Like, she's getting $10, $12 a foot for Christmas lights. She's getting their average tickets, $1,000, $1,500 average tickets. How are they getting it? Premium pricing, right? You've got to be premium pricing. But they got a brand. They got their trucks. They got their shirts. They look good. They, right? And that's way you can get premium. If you don't have that stuff, you don't going to get premium, because you don't look premium. You're not going to get premium. You're not acting premium. And that's why the brand is so important that we look at doing that. Next is, are you efficient? How efficient are you at running jobs? Can you do two jobs? Can you do two average jobs of 2 days, $2,000? I was able to, my average day when I was running my truck, I would do an average of $2,000 a day. That was my goal by myself. Now, when I got employees, it wasn't at $2,000. It was at $1,500. But there's a difference of a mindset of employee versus the owner. So that's a thing that you have to look at. So marketing, how are you marketing to those customers? You have to have the marketing, right? When you post on social media, you are in uniform. When you post on social media, you look like you're going for a $1,000 average ticket. You show that you have your insurance and you're insured. You're not afraid to tell them that you're insured. You tell them you have workers' comp on your employee. You tell them, right? And in the marketing, it shows. You've got nice vehicles. You're showing up in nice dress shirts and, you know, polos. And I know you're just a cleaning company, and a lot of you just want to bleach the crap out of you, and you look like that's what you look like. It's hard to get premium when you look that way. I'm just telling you that looks are definitely something that you got to look at in doing this. You got to believe that you can get that pricing. You've got to believe that you can get $1,000, because if you do not believe that you can get $1,000, you will not get $1,000 per average job. If you do not believe that you are worth it, it is definitely something that you have to think about. And if you don't want to, I would highly recommend, if you're having a struggle, read this book about three times, over and over and over and over, right? Because if you don't believe it and you don't think it, it's not going to come. I promise you, it will not come if you do not believe it. And so it is definitely something that you have to look at and to be able to get your average ticket up. Now, I understand people are going to say, you can't get that in my area. I'm going to call bullcrap. Bullcrap. You got to go out there and get it done. And so those are things you have to do. Marketing on your social media, on your website, on your, everything is going to be branded to you. So that's a way that you can grow your business, right? And you got to do marketing. You know, if you're only putting out, if you're not doing what, one post a week and putting out 5 yard signs, you are not going to get the average ticket of $1,000 because you're not even going to get the quotes to do it. So you have to go out there and 10X your marketing, right? What if you're going to post on social media, you're posting 10 times a day. 10 times a day, right? Not one time, but 10 times. Why? Because we're going to 10X it. If you're going to go put out 10 yard signs for the week, go put out 100 because we're going to 10X it. And when you 10X it, I promise you, you will get business. If, and here's the other thing. Instead of doing something 10 times, do it 100 times. You will learn what works and what doesn't work. So don't be afraid to 10X it. Go out there and 10X whatever you got to do. Is this easy? No, this is not easy. Have I ever said that this is easy? I promise you, running a business is not easy. It takes hard work, dedication. It takes sweat. You got to be relentless. You got to be consistent, and you got to be prolific. And when you're those three things, you can grow your business. And that's the goal. My goal is to help you get to $100,000 or $1 million. That's my goal. And what do I need to do to help you, right? What do I need to do to help you get there? The biggest thing that I need you to do is take action. And it might seem stupid sometimes. And you might say, Jason, I can't post 100 times a week in Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. Why not? Why? What else are you doing? Are you spending too much time on your phone? When you go to your battery life and it tells you you're on Facebook for hours and hours or whatever app that you're on that you're wasting your time that you could be posting, these are things you got to look at, right? These are things that you have to look at. Testimonials and social proof. This is huge. If you're not getting reviews, you need to get your reviews. I know I said I was going to do it in December and I hadn't done it yet. I am going to do a webinar of how to get reviews. I got to set up the page so I can get the, so we can do this, but I'm going to do some webinars of how to get reviews and how to get free leads from our Google My Business. And it's an easy to do, and I will help you get that. So these are ways that you can grow your business and be successful. That's all I'm trying to help you do is grow your business and be successful. And you can do it. You know, this week at the landscape lighting class, there was a 17-year-old kid there. He was a junior in high school. He took a week off of school to come to this class. He had done $18,000 the year or last year in Christmas lights. $18,000 in Christmas lights last year. He did 9 jobs and did $18,000 in Christmas lights. At 17 years old, he skipped a week of school to come up here. I didn't know it. We went out on Thursday night and he brought his grandma up with him and his grandma stayed in the hotel the whole week while he was in class. And so this is something that you can do. Look right here. I'm 19, started last year, didn't know my numbers. Learn my numbers, things you can do. My goal is 115 this year, more if I do Christmas lights. And so this is what I'm talking about. You can be young, you can be old, you can be in the middle. But if you take action, that's how you grow your business. You can grow your business. Is this you, Fisher? I don't know if this is Fisher or not, but hey, that's me. So this is how you can grow your business. You know, I hear all the time, I'm too old, I can't do this, or I'm too young. Bull crap. Quit talking to yourself that way. You can do it. Just go out there and get it done. That's what you got to do. And if you go out there and get it done, you will grow your business. It's not rocket science. There is no rocket science to this business. It's spray water on a wall and it'll clean. Spray water and bleach on a wall and it cleans it. That's all you got to do. That's it. So with that, you want to go check out King of Pressure Wash. I'm talking there. You'll find all of my stuff for how to grow your business step by step in the membership. If you want to join, I don't care if you do. Every Monday night, we do a Zoom call and we're talking about commercial. And so another way to get your average ticket up and to get $100,000 to get to $500,000 is doing commercial work. And so the month of February, I am talking all on how to get commercial work, how to get it. And so last month in January, I talked about AI. Who in here is using AI? That's a good question, because that's a question that me and my wife got into a discussion today about AI. And so who knows what AI is? I guess would be the first thing besides AI. But this is something that I've been using in my business, and you probably should be using it in your business in some way or another. And so it is definitely something that you can do, but you know, it is definitely a way that you can grow your business. So with that, let's go. I've seen some bunch of comments. You guys have been commenting a lot and I appreciate it because it does help me out. Mr. Wild Wild West, I haven't seen you in a while here, sir. Come on, everyone. Jason is taking the time to teach us, like, and subscribe. I'm personally taking it like a sponge, and I'm planning on being one of it, if not his most successful student. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hit the thumbs up. Mr. What's up? I live by the beach in Washington State. Good. There's lots of money up in that area. How do I connect with you? If I have some questions about that Bill Joanne Power Wash for under $500, I have some questions. CJ. Text me 859-696-1101 and I will get back to you. It's probably the best. I know some people have texted me this week, and I have not been on it because I've been at class all week. And so that is where I'm at. So if you didn't know, you can also text that and I go live. You can text the word King 859-696-1101 and I will let you know when I go live. You can also text it and I will be able to get it to you there. I may try to do a chat bot here coming up here on my website too. So that way, if I can help you in that way until it gets to me. How do I connect with you? Some questions about the build. Build it. I got you. What were these two websites called again? One is called EDDM. Just type in EDDM tool and that's probably the best one that you want. Maryville, oh, John, Aberdeen, Washington. Oh, you guys want me to check that? Oh, I can do that. Let's see. Let's go see where the rich areas are. Who wants to go? Who wants me to help these guys out? Let's see. Go here. Go here. Who wants me to help you guys out? Maybe. Let's see. Where was it at? Aberdeen, Washington. All right. So we're going to search Aberdeen, Washington. So we're going to scroll in here. So I'm going to assume that some of the, let's see, where are you at exactly? You're outside of Seattle. Okay. I'll be up that way. I'm going to be in Portland. So this one here is $49,000. Now, one thing I will say is a lot of times these lake places here will have more money if they're like vacation homes. And sometimes because some of these places are their second homes. And so that's why it's not always the same. So that's a bunch of poor area. 58,000. So 65,000. So that's not looking too good, but let's go here and let's scroll out, scroll over across the state and get into Washington here. Where's my Seattle at? There's Seattle. And that's down there. So this here is blue. So, yep, you might be going up here. And sometimes you may have to travel. I don't know how far that is, but I had to travel. So, like, where I was telling you at is an hour away. It was 35 to an hour, depending on how long it takes me to get, how long it is traffic-wise. So, if you are in the Cincinnati area, and so, Cincinnati, I live down in this area, and I traveled up here, which just took me 40 minutes, 45 minutes, depending on traffic. And if traffic was bad, it would take me an hour to an hour and a half. But this is where my money was. So sometimes you have to travel, depending on where you are. Average income in my area is 20 to 50,000 and 4% is 100,000 out of 100,000 and out of 60,000 people. Hey, Jason, how do I connect with you if I have questions about the $500 pressure washing bill and mentorship and coaching? So you need to go to, just text me, 859-696-1101. Or email me at pressurewashhelp@gmail. Either one would work. And I will be talking a lot I'll be replying to a lot of people tomorrow. So why I also travel over 60 plus miles at a time, January was 13 different cities and 35 places, 18 of that work. Yep. Respect the work ethic you maintain online. I will go online. I try to stay on here every Wednesday night and Sunday night. Now, next week, I'm not going to promise. Wednesday, I'll be on here. I will be talking to Dallas Roach from St. Louis. He's going to come on the live. They did $135,000 last year. It was their first year. And so we'll learn about their story. So that'll be interesting on Wednesday. So you don't want to miss out on Wednesday. I've tried getting into mom groups and was not expected. just say you identify as one. Raise across the board, $100. What's up, Robert Bloom? Zig Scott, ResponsiBid has helped me with the packages and worth its weight in gold. I agree 100% on that. Window cleaning, never offered it last year. Already sold $3,000 worth of window cleaning. Just offering it on pressure washing estimates. Yep. You got to ask for it. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. Those are the areas that I'm the 49 to 199 pressure washing guys that may not have overhead. Insurance business, handyman. I explained to ChatGPT what I wanted to do with pressure washing packages. It helped me lots of package deals. Yep, I agree. All good in Texas. I truly appreciate this information. Well, I appreciate you coming on here and learning on Super Bowl. All good here. I'm ready to get back at it. I think a lot of people are ready to get back at it, Big Rob. You are the first impression that your customer sees, even if you haven't asked for the services. You have to represent your image to bring value in yourself and business. Dress the part to be a part. Yep, I'd agree with that. Hey, Jason, I sent emails to my past customers a week ago, as you recommend. I'm so $5,000 off just the customers, although emails offering 15% off window cleaning. So, so it didn't cost you anything to get $5,000 of that. So what I would tell you too on this, Devin, and this is something that we kind of hammered home this week too, is on the marketing day, is if you're not busy, call your past customers, and you should be calling them about once a quarter. Call them once a quarter and just say, hey, and build that relationship. Hey, Bob, I know that we talked or we did some work for you last year, and I just making sure that it's still good. And if there's anything I can help you with, right? Or if you've done your due diligence and if you do in-person quotes and you know something, you're going to say, hey, how's your dog doing? How's Bobo doing or whoever, right? And these are things that you can do that you build that trust and you build that relationship and call them either once a quarter, every 6 months, so that you're just keeping in contact with them. Hey, and then you can ask them other questions. Hey, do you got any neighbors or people that could, you know, that would need my services that I can talk to and that you can get me into, right? These are things we can do when we're on that phone call and just building that relationship. Maybe we just call and talk to them. Some people just want to talk. Some people don't. So this is something that you can do that can help you get your past customers. And, you know, we paid $100 to get that past customer. Why not get the lifetime value out of them and keep asking them? That is definitely something that you can do. Had one one-on-one with Jason 3 years ago, and he told me my prices sucked. He's the reason I raised them to where they are. Glad I did. Yep. Let's do that webinar. But I post in about 200 groups. Well, that's good too. That's a lot of groups. I'm 19, started last year, did $50,000. Didn't know my numbers, learned my numbers. Best thing you can do. My goal is $115,000 this year. More if so, your goal is $150,000 is what your goal is, Devin. Where are you located at, Devin? I'd be interested where you're located at. Yes, but I'm in DF millions of people. Yep. I post twice a week for free. This allows me to be able to post and not burn out the groups to block me. Yep. 50 and getting it. I'm 44, just starting. Yep. 58 years old. Much AI here. Yeah, I agree. I work 16 hours a day, 5 days a week, and wash for a couple hours after work and wash for the on the weekends. I want to learn more about AI. AI helps me with ads, ad copy, systems, handbooks, everything. You don't have to check my area. Jeremy Main has all the rich areas. AI is easy. What site is that, Jason? EDDM one, I'm assuming. What is the blue and red map website called? So that's called the energyjustice.net justice map is what that's called. Hour to the nearest money. And sometimes you got to drive. Facebook groups were 90% of my business last year. $150,000 part-time. One guy, one truck. They work. Yes, they do. And he can keep raising his prices. How do any tips on finishing a 30,000 square foot in a night? You're going to need a whole lot of people to do 30,000 square commercial in one night. I take that back. Is that concrete or is that pressure washing? if that's soft washing, if you got a 10 gallon a minute pressure washer and a 10 gallon a minute soft wash pump or the gas pump, me and DJ, my buddy DJ, we did a building bigger than that, and we did it in 10 hours. He was spraying the chemical and I was rinsing it and coming behind him. And we had two water sources to hook up to it to keep the water filled up so we didn't run out. And we actually did run out eventually. We had to let it fill up. How are you able to solicit business with mom groups on Facebook? Most groups have rules that don't allow. Yep, you're right. And so what you got to do is, especially if you have your wife or female or able to do this, is so one of the tips is you're like, hey, look at this house. I got my house washed and they did. And King of Pressure Wash did an amazing job cleaning it. And it's your business, but you're not telling it's your business. Not, hey, I do pressure washing. That's not what you do. AI helped me land in an apartment complex. There you go. That's awesome. We did a 45,000 square foot parking lot last weekend. Took a total of 12 hours with 1 8-gallon machine with brakes that pre-treating, surface cleaning, and rinsing. One team member. They were one wore out puppy. I'm starting a small. I hope to be successful like guys in Jesus' mighty name. Well, where are you located at? Go get it. Good evening, Artie. If I want to do window cleaning by squeegee, how do I quote by glass? Yeah, you do it for glass. And most of the time, people are like $10 to $12 a window, usually inside and out if you're doing inside and out. No, the other one. Oh, yeah, just as bad. Pressure washing, I only have a 4-gallon and a helping hand, and we struggle to finish in 2 days. Yeah, if 4 gallon minutes, it's going to take a long time to do that. But you can get it done. You're old man. You're older than I am. Tell them if your goal is 150 to double it to 300,000. I know from our talks it will happen. You will go as high as you want if you work hard. And, you know, I've been some mentors I've talked to and different people I've read. It's kind of back to this book right here, Think and Grow Rich. If you think you can't, if you only think you're going to get to $100,000, you're right. You're probably only going to get to $100,000. And as Pop said, if you think you can get to 150, but you say 300 and you start working at it, guess what? You'll get to $300,000. And so if you haven't read this book, I would recommend you read this book. And if you have read this book, I would recommend you to read it again. So one of the guys that I get a lot of information from, he's at about a $12 million business. He reads that book 4 times a year. Another guy that I know that's a billionaire, he reads it once a day. So not the whole book once a day, but he reads part of the book once a day. So every day. And so it's back to your mindset, right? And I know that sounds so cliche, but it really is back to your mindset. Kingdom Pro Wash is AI in an app. Yes, no, kinda. It's ChatGPT is one of them. There's Skynet, Claude. There's a whole bunch of them. That a lot of stuff is AI. AI is crazy. If you want to learn more about AI, I'm going to be speaking on AI when I go to Florida. If you're going to be there, using it for copy to close commercial. Yes. Hey, I want to be a wholesaler stuff from USA and European country. Who would be the best offer for me? Pumps? I have no idea. Thank you, Jason. Great book. I agree. My goals are now 1 million plus, but you need to surround yourself with smart people. And this one right here is very true, right? If you want to do 1 million, you got to put yourself around smart people. If you want to set yourself apart, you've got to be around the people that you want to be like. If you want to be a millionaire, you better be around millionaires and not around people that are got a 40-hour job making $60,000 a year, because you're not going to get there, right? You're going to rub off on them versus the opposite way. And so if you want to get to $10 million, you got to start being around people that are at $10 million. And you'd be like, Jason, there ain't no way you can do it in a pressure washing business. Yeah, there is a way. But you got to be around the right people, get the right coaching, get to be able to have the mindset and take action, right? Those are the key success. Mindset and action are the keys to success. You believe it, you think it, you get it done, and you take action. And as long as you're moving forward, that's the goal. That is where you have to start and keep doing. If you're not learning or bored, switch jobs. Howdy, 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 Facebook user. Update on game, guys. 16-16. Gotcha. But other than that, that's interesting. But other than that, that's all I've got for tonight. Again, you can text King to 859-696-1101. That's how you can see when I go live. I send out a text every time I go live. If you're going to get off that list, don't get on it, because otherwise you hurt me a little bit every time someone unsubscribes. So if you're not going to stay on there, then get off of it. I know I'm being hateful, but if you want to know when my training dates are, go to KPW Train. I am having one coming up in Portland, Oregon with Tim Cray. We'll be doing a training up there for Christmas lights and pressure washing. And it is a hands-on class. This is where you get to touch, you get to spray, you get to put the lights on. And it's very hands-on class. And then the best day of it all is the marketing day. So I go over a whole day of marketing, how to get business. I've been putting some AI stuff in it, and it is definitely something that you want to do to be able to grow your business. And so, I've got some other dates on there, but they're not in concrete. I don't have them where you can sign up. So that is where I'm at right now. Again, I've got to get some dates set. I got to figure out where I'm going to do it at. I've got to figure out a bunch of stuff right now. So that's where the only training I have right now set up for sure, hardcore set up for pressure washing, is in Portland, Oregon. And so it's a great class that you'll want to come and sign up and go find out more. And then again, if you want to learn more about commercial work, you need to join kingofpressurewash.com membership and come on the Zoom calls on Monday night. And we're going to talk about how you get commercial work. Commercial work is one that if you want to get to a $500,000 or a million, commercial work is how you get there. The $50,000-$100,000 jobs, that's how you get to $500,000, is by getting those large commercial jobs. And so I know a lot of times where people are scared to death of the large commercial work, but it is definitely something that you can do. It's not rocket science. It's not that hard. And it's all about asking. Are you going to ask, or are you too scared to ask? Because if you don't ask, the answer is no. Guaranteed no. If you go and ask, it might be a no, but it also may be a yes also. So that is definitely something that you want to do. Will you have another landscape lighting and Christmas light class? Yes. I think they're trying to get a date to get this in April, maybe March, April-ish. I don't know. They're going to see if they can do another class and it will be limited. We did sell it. We had 25, 26 people there, and we're going to limit it to that because for everyone to get the hands-on experience and to know it, that's why we're going to limit it at that. So there will be another one for the landscape lighting also. So that is definitely going to happen. So I don't know when the dates of that's going to happen, but I do think it's going to happen. So other than that, I hope you all have an amazing week and amazing night. And we'll talk at you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. and give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.